decided to go to the movies, wanted to see Black Telephone.
Right. You've been saying that you want to see that movie. Okay.
Yeah. So it looks like a very scary movie, a really good movie. Why not go on, I don't know, Saturday night and watch a movie? I haven't been to the movies in forever.
Right. And seeing it on a big screen is probably scarier.
I thought, you know, not COVID time. It wouldn't be that packed. You know, I could actually deal with that. So anyway, walk up to the movie theater to buy the tickets. You have to go in now to buy the tickets.
Okay.
So you have to walk past the front, go in the door, walk into the lobby, get a little thing and buy tickets.
What, even for like a person?
Yeah.
You still have that?
Yeah.
Get out. There's people that sell you tickets at your movie theaters?
No, there's a machine.
Oh, okay.
So you walk up to the machine, you hit the movie you want, the time, and then you slide the credit card.
Swipe your card, yeah.
And it spits out tickets, which, by the way, nobody checks.
Oh, okay.
So nobody checked my ticket. I could have walked in off the street and just walked right in to the movie theater and saved the $25 that I spent.
Okay, so it's not that they don't check your ticket at all. It's not like that. I thought you meant like they don't check to see whether you bought a child's ticket.
No, they don't check your ticket at all.
At all. Okay.
No, they could care less that you're there. So I walk up to the front door and I walk in and a lady stops me and says, "Stop, we're evacuating right now."
Why?
I don't know. I didn't ask. But Wait a minute. She was like a 14-year-old girl.
Doesn't she know how cheap you are? You just spent $25. You need an explanation.
No, I haven't bought the ticket yet. I walk past the door. I'm going to the machine. I finally get to the machine. She stops me before I touch anything and says,
"Okay,
we're in a lockdown. You have to go wait outside with everybody else." So everybody else was outside. I just thought that's a thing that people do. You just hang out on a Saturday outside the movie theater.
Right. You didn't realize they had been evacuated. You just thought they were just there hanging out.
They're hanging out. So I go back out, and then 5 seconds later, okay, you can go back in. So we can go back in. I'm thinking now, why the hell would I go back in?
Right.
If they said we're evacuating the movie theater, something had to happen.
Right.
To where everybody had to leave. But now I'm going back in, paying the money, and then going. So I pay, I go to the movie, I go to your assigned seat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there, like 15 teenagers run into the movie theater, run to the back, throw something into the crowd, and it looked like they threw a phone or something.
Okay.
And then they run back out, and then lights come on. It's a crazy thing going on.
Was this part of the movie? Was this part of like they're doing incense around? Like you're supposed to be scared already before the movie even starts?
I think parents just drop their teenagers off at the movie theater and leave.
Okay.
And pay no attention to them. Your problem, you deal with them.
Right.
So then the whole row behind me is talking in this level the whole time. The movie's
on. Wait a second. I thought you said like a bunch of teens ran in, threw something, and then they put the lights on. They put the lights back off and start the movie?
They turn the lights back off when the credits or the commercials ended. Then they turned the lights back off. The movie started. But then all these people are behind me just talking away. Like,
full volume.
Full volume. Playing on her phone, talking. I had to get up, move to the other side of the movie theater, sit in a not assigned seat, you know, waiting to get kicked out because I'm doing a bad thing. Because I just spent like $50 at the movie theater. I want to enjoy it.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad you got up and moved.
But I'm thinking now, why the hell would I go? Yeah, I'll go in. What the hell? Let's just go into the movie theater.
Yeah, that's the difference between you and I. I would not have walked back in. I want an explanation. Why were you evacuating the movie theater? Was there a rat? If someone saw a rat and you were making sure there was no rat, that's fine. I'm good. I'll come back in. But if you had a bomb threat or a death threat and then determined that it was just a prank, I'm sorry. Uh-uh. It's 2022. We live in the midst of a time when, you know, you hear such horror stories. There's no reason to take a risk. I would never take a risk. I'd be like, tell me why you evacuated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bomb threat, I'm going home. Rat, I'll come back in.
But there's like five people working there, and they're all behind the counter, and the wait to get popcorn is like 25 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So there's no way you could talk to anybody that worked there. It was an insane night.
No, there had to be a manager.
No, I don't think so. The way it was ran, it doesn't seem like there was a manager.
Okay, well, if they were not willing to give you an explanation, that was up to you. Why did you stay?
Yeah, and it didn't hit me till today. And I go, why the hell would I do that?
Right.
Wasn't that important? I see that movie.
You know, I feel like that's the difference between living in New York City and living elsewhere in the country. And I don't mean to say, like, you know, look, 9/11 affected everybody. It absolutely did. But if you live in New York City and you live through 9/11, your behavior has completely changed. To this day,
mm-hmm.
I still, if I have to go somewhere and dress all nice and get all dressed up, I don't wear my heels to my events anymore. I wear a pair of shoes that I can run in if I have to run. And I bring my heels and I change when I get there. I never did that before. But because of 9/11, my cousin, who was working in the towers, he said that he was with women who were only in high heels. They actually stopped on the way running out of the towers. They had to stop at a shoe store to buy sneakers because everything shut down. And they walked. They bought sneakers and they walked over the Brooklyn Bridge together, all of them. But they couldn't walk. He said one girl, he offered to carry her. But when you saw the pictures of the people with the dust on their head because the building was coming down on them, that was my cousin. He walked home with dust on his head with his coworkers who just bought new sneakers and carried their heels with them. So that's completely changed our behavior here in New York. So the minute we walk in somewhere and anyone says, we're evacuating, I'm sorry, no one's coming back in your movie theater. You use the word evacuating, good luck getting butts in the seats after that. I think that's the difference between where you live and where I live. The minute I hear we're evacuating, I'm going home. I'm not waiting outside to see if you're going to let us back in. You're evacuating, I'm home.
It didn't occur to me till today. I went, man, I'm stupid. It could have been anything going on.
Yeah.
I said, enjoy your final time at the movie theater. I'm never going back. I'm not dealing with that.
No, it's not about going back to the movie theater. The movie theater is not unsafe, but any large facility, any corporate facility where they tell you they've evacuated, I mean, you're welcome to wait outside. I wouldn't. I would have gone. I would just left. That's the thing. The fact that all those people waited outside to be allowed back in, that's the real mystery to me. I'd be in my car. The minute they finished the word evacuate, before they even got to the shun part, I'd be in my car halfway home.
I mean, the whole experience from beginning to end was a nightmare. So I ain't going back.
Why did you leave your house? I don't know.
I really wanted to see this movie. I read the reviews. People loved it, said it was really good.
Was it worth it? Was it worth the $50?
It was a really good movie.
Okay.
Was it worth dying and paying $50? No.
But no, you didn't die. Nobody died.
Nobody died. Well, in the movie.
Well, yeah.
People died. But I'm here to say no dogs died in the movie, so you should like that.
Oh, then I will see it.
Only right, well, kids. I'm... Kids died.
Yeah, with a kid, you can make another. There's a website, Does the Dog Die? And before we watch any new movie, my boyfriend goes through that, because I can't even look at the website. That's how upsetting it is to me.
You can't even go there to see if it's safe.
So he checks it to make sure if it's safe before we go to any movies or watch any movies. Because they tell you, does the dog die and what scene the dog dies? That way, if it's a movie you really want to see or have to see. Like, there are shows that my boyfriend's been like, oh, this is such a great series, but a dog dies the first episode, she's not going to see it. So he'll cue it up to after the dog death and be like, start watching this series from here.
I've already worked it out for you.
Yeah, don't ask questions about what happened prior to the scene that you're about to see.